USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. An explosion at a fireworks storage area ripped through a market in the Armenian capital of Yerevan on Sunday, killing 2 people and injuring 60 others. That's according to the Armenia Emergencies Ministry. Clouds of smoke swamped the surrounding area after the blast, sending shoppers scurrying. No suspected cause was immediately reported. It's an early exit for rental help in Mississippi.
Mississippi will end its participation in the federal rental assistance program. The state still has $1 to $30 million in federal cash to run what's locally known as RAMP. Monday will be the last day to apply for assistance once the state finishes processing the remaining claims, ending the program as part of a larger agenda from Republican Governor Tate Reeves. He believes ending the program will encourage people currently receiving rental assistance to get back to work. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Capitol Police and Washington Metro Police are examining the social media accounts of a man they say fired shots at the Capitol early Sunday before dying from a self-inflicted gunshot. Capitol Police say the man drove his car into a barricade at the Capitol, fired a gun indiscriminately, and then shot himself. Police Chief Tom Manger said law enforcement across the country are on alert amid threats of attacks.
We are keeping track of the threats that are on social media and other outlets.
A delegation of American lawmakers arrived in Taiwan on Sunday, just 12 days after a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The five-member delegation, led by Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, will meet President Tsai Ing-wen and other officials, as well as members of the private sector, to discuss shared interests, including reducing tensions in the Taiwan Strait and investments in semiconductors. This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre responded to an ABC Ipsos poll that found only 37% of Americans approve of President Biden's handling of the economy. She said that Americans are saving money under the president.
Every day this summer, we saw gas prices go down by more than a dollar, saving Americans about a little bit more than $100 a month. That matters.
The FBI seized 11 sets of classified documents when it conducted the search on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate earlier this week. Representative Mike Turner, a Republican from Ohio and ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, was on CNN and says there is unequal justice in how Secretary Hillary Clinton was treated and former President Donald Trump.
And you and I can both agree that the inventory itself lists papers that were taken from his home in boxes. Papers are static. They're not ongoing data communications and transmissions of data, which is what was going through Hillary Clinton's server.
Boston Police Department's Harbor Patrol came to the rescue of a man in danger of missing his wedding Saturday. Patrick Mahoney's bride, Hannah, was waiting for him on Boston's Thompson Island when the boat he was supposed to take to the wedding broke down. Harbor Patrol responded and made up some lost time getting him to the wedding. Bride Hannah said it was more than the groom they were waiting for.
It was our florist, our DJ, all of the groomsmen, the groom. So I think it would have just been a bunch of girls sitting on the island waiting around.
This is USA Radio News.